believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
I've got a golfing friend. He goes to a church, but it's not the same as this church. It's slightly different belief system, doctrine. His wife was admitted into the hospital. He took her to the emergency room, and he called me and he said the report was that she wouldn't make the night. She wouldn't make it through the night. Her sister was flying in from, I think, Charlotte or somewhere like that. She was flying in, and he was at the hospital. Yeah, Tradition Town Hall, at the Tradition Hospital. And the report was that was it. It was over. She was done. And if something did happen, she would have brain damage anyway. So, you know, she wasn't going to make it. So he called me. And I listened, and I said, okay. And I asked him what he's believing for, and I prayed. And then I got hold of our prayer team, and we prayed. And that was a week and a half ago. She wasn't going to make it through the night. Her sister's now gone back home, and she's now in rehab with no brain damage, no problem whatsoever. And he had a game of golf with me yesterday. Why do I tell you that? I'll tell you why I tell you that, because the power of prayer and faith works. It will work if you've got faith backing the prayer that you pray. It will work. See, what happens too often is people pray, but there's doubt and unbelief. They're just wishing and hoping. And then that prayer gets to heaven, and it goes to heaven with doubt attached to it. Can't be answered. You want your prayer to get to heaven with faith attached to it. That gets the prayer answered. And so we had a number of things happen this last week. So our prayer teams have been pretty busy. And all of them have come through. All of them have been taken care of by God. So God is still in the business of healing and doing miracle signs and wonders. And the doctor said, he told me on the golf course yesterday, he's standing there shaking his head, just saying, I mean, we don't understand it. The doctors are saying they just don't understand it. The one doctor says this has got to be a miracle. That she's now in rehab. Six times a day they're doing in rehab. She's in Stuart. And the doctors are claiming this has got to be a miracle. So what I want you to do is get in your spirit. That is never hopeless. No. It is never hopeless. And maybe we've been through some stuff in our past. And maybe we didn't know as much as we do now. Maybe we weren't in as much faith as we are now. Maybe, whatever the reason, I wouldn't dwell on the past. I'd look to the future. But know this, that there's never a hopeless situation. I don't believe that for one second that it's ever hopeless. I truly, truly believe the God of the impossible comes through. He comes through. I've seen it in my life. I'm sure many of you have seen it in your lives. And so just know that he's still doing miracle signs and wonders. He's still doing what the world calls impossible. But it's possible to them that believe. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of that report because I just think it's phenomenal. You know, we may be sitting here thinking, well, you know, it's someone else's wife. You didn't know them. You know, down there, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, it's okay. If it was your wife, if it was you, and your wife was sitting here now, don't take these things lightly. And don't take it as ho-hum. Because I'm telling you, the day you're going to need something, you won't be able to receive. Yes. You've got to see the value of God and the power of God. Amen? And we started, we did on Sunday, we did Pentecost Sunday, which was the 50th day after Jesus resurrected and raised from the dead and went up to heaven. 50 days later, the week of feasts, also known as Shavuot, we had what's known as Pentecost Sunday. That was when the Holy Spirit came to the earth, but he didn't just come to visit and leave. That's what he did in the Old Testament. He would come upon somebody, get the job done, then he'd leave. But in the New Testament, because of Jesus and the blood that Jesus spilled for us, the Holy Spirit comes and abides. He comes and dwells in us. He doesn't leave anymore. Even when we're bad and naughty, he's still with us. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. Amen. And so he doesn't leave us. Even when things go wrong, he's there and he's trying to get us to turn to him for the help. Whatever the situation, whatever the case, whatever the circumstance, put Christ on it. Amen. Get the anointed one and the anointing on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? You got to get Christ on it. There's a difference. Jesus was the man of Nazareth. He came as a man. He gave up his godly privileges when he came to the earth. And he counted it not robbery to be like God, but he gave it up to come to the earth as a human being, as a man. So he could rectify what man messed up. That was Jesus. And that's why the Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, letting you know it was Jesus, the man, that came to the earth the way all men come. Amen. But now we don't call on Jesus the man. We call on Jesus the Christ. Amen. You see, his full function, now resurrected, he's now back in glory. And now the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, is what kicks in. Amen. We call upon the name of Jesus, but it's Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen? Yes. Not just the man, Jesus. Amen. And so God put this in my heart today to sort of continuing in the spiritual side. And I've entitled this tonight, The Word and the Spirit. Everyone say, The Word and the Spirit. Well, I like that picture because I thought, well, there's the Word, Jesus. And remember when Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River? Now, we know that's not actually Jesus. They didn't have cameras those days. All right. But that is when Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit in the form or the shape of a dove, come upon and alight upon Jesus. Amen. That's when he became Spirit-filled. That's when the Spirit of God came upon Jesus. And you can see the picture of the dove. Now, the Holy Spirit is not a dove, but the Word likens him like a dove. He's not fire. It likens him to like a fire. He's not oil. It likens him to like oil. There's different names for the Holy Spirit, but he's not a dove, but John the Baptist saw him come like a dove and rest upon Jesus. And then the voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And right there you see the Trinity, you see Jesus, the Son, you see the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, and you see God the Father. So God the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, and the Holy Spirit comes upon him. And then, that's why I call it the Word and the Spirit. Because right there you see the Word Jesus, because in John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's Jesus, the Word and the Spirit. And we need the Word and the Spirit in our life. We need the Word and the Spirit. We need both working together. The Word and the Spirit. Can you say amen? Amen? And that's why it says that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And that Word that is more sharp and more powerful is alive. It's alive. It can change situations in your life. That's because the Word and the Spirit are one. Don't forget Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. We don't understand it fully, but you're a spirit in a soul, with a soul in a body. You're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. Well, what's so amazing that it's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Now, in fact, if you look at it, our three, spirit, soul, and body, have different functions. My soulish realm consists of my mind, my will, and my emotions. That does my thinking for me. It makes decisions and does all of that kind of stuff. My flesh is like a law unto itself. What it wants, it goes for. And God help you if you stop it. I mean, just try to fast and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Amen. And so the function of this of the flesh is to get me from place to place and to be operative in the world today, because you can't just be as a soul or a spirit. You've got to have a body. So my body gives me a legal right to be in the earth. Amen. My soul is my capacity to think, my emotions, my feelings. It's all in the soulish realm. But my spirit is where the Holy Spirit comes and lives. That's the real me. Because the real me and the real you is created in the image and likeness of God, who happens to be a spirit. Now we look at the natural realm and we see something like this happen to this woman now, my friend's wife, and we say it's a miracle, it's supernatural. To us, it's supernatural. To God, it's natural. To Him, a miracle like that is normal, natural. What are you talking about type of situation? Amen? It's natural. The supernatural is natural to God. But to us, it's supernatural. And so we have three functions. We have different functions with our soul, our body, and our spirit. Father God and His Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit have different functions. They're all God, like we're all me, spirit, soul, and body. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are three separate entities. They have different things that they do, but they're one. And I've always used the water, H2O. It's like H2O. Water is liquid. It can be liquid form, and it can be ice form, and it can be steam form. Amen. But it's still H2O. All of that I just mentioned, ice, steam, and water, is all H2O. So I don't say, I'm going to have some, I'm going to get something that's not water today. Can I have some ice? It's water frozen.
Yes.
If you need steam to clean something, I'm going to get some steam. It's water boiled.
Yeah.
And if you want to drink something to cool you down or swim in something, it's water. But it's all H2O. Amen. And so we see God in all of His forms. He's got different names. You know that He's got many different names. And each one of those names relates to something that He does. You see, when He called Himself Jehovah Jireh, what's He saying? He's your provider. Well, what does He provide? Whatever it is you need. What about Jehovah Nissi? He's your shield and your buckler. What about Jehovah Rapha? He's your healer. You understand? So the different titles doesn't make Him just a healer. Doesn't make Him just a provider. Doesn't make Him just your buckler, your shield, and your protector. He's I am. I am. Tell them I am sent you. I am everything. There is nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. And that happens to be my Father. And so this woman that got healed, when our prayer team prayed, and we got two teams, and boy, can they pray. When they prayed, I know, because I prayed as well, and other people were praying, and I'm sure other people from the church He goes to were praying, but I knew that we are praying in faith. I knew one thing, that we would be praying in faith.
Hi, this is Peter Lowe. I'm excited to be teaching on supernatural business success. I'll be sharing how God gave billionaire David Green, founder of Hobby Lobby, a download from heaven that increased the value of his business by $1 billion. Now, if God would do that for David Green, what can He do for you in your business and your life? Come and discover how, and I promise you things will never be the same again. Don't miss out.
If you're free, please join us for two action-packed services on Sunday, June the 30th in our beautiful facility, the Tradition Town Hall. Services will be held at 10 a.m. that morning, and again at 6 p.m. that evening, where there will be an impartation